Ginny heard the bell. She threw down her book, rose from the stale comfort of the old brown sofa, and scrambled for the door. When she burst from the cabin into the evening air, Ginny ran. Along the beach, everyone was running, bolting for the cove, summoned by the golden clatter of the bell, so bright in the dusk. 8 kids, sprinting from the fire circle or the outdoor kitchen, emerging from their cabins, racing for the bell and the tall boy ringing it by the water's edge. It was like this every time the bell rang. At the cove, they lined up, breathless and staring out to sea, to watch the boat come in against the sunset. They stood waiting like uneven fence posts. There was Dean, who towered beside Ginny and now leaned to set the bell gently back on its hook, and little Sam beside him. There was thin Evie, frowning at the lapping water as though it had done something wrong, and Oz and Jack jostling each other. June stood tall and straight at one end of the line, her gaze intent on the sea, and Nat waited patiently beside her, a book clutched in her hands. Then there was Ben, just a year below Ginny and almost exactly her height, smiling his easy smile as he stared out at the water patiently. Dean had been the one to spot the small green boat appearing through mist that wreathed the island, cutting through the white-capped waves. Dean had lifted the bell and rung it to summon the others. Dean had been alone, briefly, with the knowledge that it was time again for a changing. Ginny didn't think that was fair to Dean. After all, it was his turn to leave. He shouldn't have had to ring the bell too, and stand there on the beach, waiting alone. Ginny edged closer to him now. She took his cold hand, and Dean gripped her fingers tightly, laced them with his own, but didn't turn to look down at her. He kept his dark eyes trained on the boat in the distance, so Ginny did the same. She wondered what he was thinking. He seemed strangely calm, unsurprised, almost like he'd been waiting for the boat, but his jaw was clenched firmly. In a handful of silent minutes, the boat slipped into the cove and nestled its green prow in the sand at their bare feet. Then came the empty before moment, the strange heartbeat of time when the 9 kids on the shore peered into the boat. Before anybody said a word, they all stared at the shivering child staring back. Ginny knew she should be the one to speak first, to reach out a hand and help the kid onto the island. This one would be hers, after all, her care. Ginny was oldest after Dean and would officially become elder the moment he stepped into his boat. But she couldn't seem to move her feet. She didn't feel ready. Ginny curled her toes into the damp sand and squeezed Dean's fingers. He squeezed back, but then let go, leaving Ginny's hand lonely. She dropped it to her side. Last year, there had been a boy in the boat, yellow-haired Sam, who now stood on the other side of Dean, sniffling. Always sniffling. Sam had belonged to Dean, had stumbled along after him like a shadow wherever he went. Sam had shared Dean's sleeping cabin and been always underfoot, learning the island from the tall boy who would be leaving now so suddenly. This new arrival was a girl, of course. It was a girl year. Her eyes were huge in her face, stunned. Her chin trembled, and her black curls were damp with sea spray. The girl was pretty, but that didn't matter. Really, kids all looked the same sitting in the boat, boy or girl, fat or thin, dark or light. They looked damp, lost, and snot-faced. The salt spray made their noses run. Now everyone was waiting for Ginny to say something. She was taking too long, and she knew it, but it was hard to speak. She was frozen in the moment she'd been dreading for hundreds of sleeps.